Despite their best efforts and a much improved second half display, Bunnagee United were unable to deny Coghill Celtic another league title triumph this afternoon at Dry Arts Park. Coghill Celtic winning this one by 2-1. Their 2 goals came in a first half in which Coghill enjoyed the far greater amount of possession, and they were the better team. They opened the scoring midway through that first half when Adam Duffy beat the offside trap. His shot was well saved by Eugene Ferry in the Bunnagee goal, but the rebound fell back out to Duffy, who passed inside, and Christopher McLaughlin was able to fire the ball into the empty net. It was 2-0 on 31 minutes. Jimmy Bradley this time with the Coghill goal, and again the ball fell kindly to the Coghill man inside the area after Lee McColgan's free kick was blocked by the wall. Then McColgan's follow-up was blocked by a defender, but Bradley was able to turn the ball in past goalkeeper Ferry. 2-0 up at half-time, Coghill Celtic looked to be well in control. They had other chances in that first half as well, but Bunnagee United changed things about at half-time. They made a double substitution. On came Dean Larkin and Duncan Patterson, and Michael Funston was pushed from a right-back role more up the field into a more offensive position, and Funston's presence in attack certainly helped Jason Gibson's side in that second half. Ryan Rainey saw an early shot saved by goalkeeper Gavin Cullen, but at the other end, Coghill Celtic missed a great chance to make it 3-0, which would have wrapped up this contest. Adam Duffy's close-range effort brilliantly saved by Eugene Ferry. Then Ryan Rainey had a chance smothered by Gavin Cullen as the home side threatened an opener of their own, and that goal eventually arrived on 71 minutes, scored by substitute Dylan McCrory just minutes after his introduction. Peter Carr charging down Gavin Cullen's attempted clearance, and then Carr setting up McCrory for that goal. So was it to be a nervy ending for Coghill Celtic? Well, not really. They had plenty of possession in those closing stages and didn't really look like conceding a second. Ryan Rainey coming closest for the home side, seeing his free kick well saved by Gavin Cullen in the visiting goal. So Coghill Celtic clinch an 8th Ulster Senior League title in control, rounding off another hugely impressive season for the Inishowen club, and it's congratulations to them. It's finished here at Dry Arts Park. Bunnagee United 1, Coghill Celtic 2.